Welcome to the Beehive Archive, a two-minute look at some of the most pivotal and peculiar events in Utah's history. 128 years ago, papers were filed incorporating the Medical College of Utah in the tiny town of Morgan. For an $80 a term tuition bill, students can learn all the newest medical techniques at the hands of Dr. Frederick Kohler. Kohler, who came to Utah from Ohio, was a sort of medical renaissance man. According to one source, he was as comfortable extracting teeth and preparing the dead for burial as he was setting broken bones and delivering babies. Of the students that attended the college during its short life was Emmeline Grover Rich, the polygamous fifth wife of Mormon apostle Charles C. Rich. Rich had already gained some renown as a local healer and midwife, but came to Morgan in pursuit of her medical degree. Within 4 months, she had her diploma, and a short time later was added as a member of the faculty specializing in obstetrics. Rich didn't have much of an opportunity to teach at the college, as it was forced to close its doors after only 2 years of operation. The Salt Lake Herald had gotten wind of the school's existence and had launched an investigation into its practices with the help of two Salt Lake City medical practitioners. The paper didn't like what it found and denounced the college. It's hard to imagine that the Herald's campaign against Kohler and his school was not in some way influenced by the medical establishment in Utah's capital city. Perhaps they were bothered by the possibility of a medical school operating in a seemingly insignificant town. Yet, even though the Herald was finally successful in shutting the Medical College of Utah down, it wasn't able to erase its legacy. Frederick Kohler, Emmeline Rich, and others associated with the college continued to practice medicine for years in rural Utah. Sources and past episodes of the Beehive Archive may be found at utahhumanities.org. For the Beehive Archive, a production of the Utah Humanities Council, I'm Brandon Johnson. Visit us online at utahhumanities.org.